Hello.
Hello, good morning. This is Rangel from Family First. Am I speaking with Sheriff Grant?
Yes.
Hi, Sheriff. How are you?
I'm fine.
Sheriff, I'm returning a call. I have a coordinator saying that you would like to speak with the supervisor. I know how may I help you.
Basically, my client went in the hospital on Friday, but I'm supposed to work 70 hours Monday through Sunday, but I already kind of knew my client was going to go to the hospital, so I was basically conversating with the coordinator and letting her know that, my regular shift there was 9 to 7 p.m. for the 10 hours. I might have to do more. At the time, we're seeking like 24-hour care as well. And I know, like I told her, that I know I'm not going to get paid for all of the hours or whatever that I work. But I also was like, we got the 70 hours. It's just that they might be worked out of the thing. And I told her that I talked to the coordinator from the insurance and everything, and that they're okay with it. Everything is fine, blah, blah, until we get everything rolled
Hold on.
out because.
What is the name of the person you spoke with in your insurance, in the insurance company?
Jeremiah.
All right. What did he say?
Hello?
Yes. What did he say? I'm sorry. What he told you about
Oh, no,
the services?
he said basically, same thing I already know, that they don't, y'all make the schedule. They don't make the schedule. Like, y'all make the schedule. That's what he's saying. So he's like, whether it was 7, 10, 7 to 8 a.m., 8 p.m. tonight, that don't got nothing to do with them. All they do with is the 70 hours that they have. You feel me?
Right. Well, let
So
me
I
understand
told,
something. The patient is
yeah.
authorized for 70 hours. So you have to
Right.
work 70 hours per week, right?
Right. Right.
Right. But since the patient is in the hospital, you might be working more hours. You said 24 hours care. Or how is
Yeah,
that?
no, but you can't work more until they get the approval. That's what I'm
Of
saying. So
course. Yeah.
basically, what I'm saying is the 4 days that she was home, I worked the 70 hours.
Okay, you worked the 70 hours the 4 days that she was at home.
Yeah, because when she came home, and I communicated this as well, the day that she came home on a Monday at 6 p.m. and wasn't nobody going to be there at our house. I called the same lady who's my coordinator. I called her and told her that she was coming home that night, and I was like, I would have to go in and clock in that night, and we had to do a time sheet, and she was like, okay.
Okay, what were all the those days, those first days?
It was Monday. It was Monday from. I didn't clock in. I got there like 6, but I ain't clocking until 7. So it was 7 p.m. to 7 a.m.
No, I mean, which days?
Oh, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday,
It was from
and
the
then.
13th to the 16th.
Let me see.
From the 13th to the 16th.
It'd be the 13th to the 17th, I believe, because she went in.
So those
Let
are
me see.
5 days.
Monday to the. She went in Friday. It just was at. It was just real early. It was like 12 p.m., but she didn't get admitted till like 2 p.m.
Okay. All right. So in those 4 or 5 days, I don't know, you are gonna send the timesheet for the 70 hours that you work. That's what you mean.
Exactly.
All right.
Exactly.
So the other days, you're not gonna be sending any timesheet because the patient was hospitalized.
Exactly. You got it.
Okay. Do you have the information of the patient admission? Like, what is the hospital? What time was she admitted?
Yes, I do.
How you talk her there, like in an ambulance. Okay, I need you to
Yes.
provide me the information, the EIM report. Hold on. And I spoke with Jeremiah as well before calling you. He told me that he's waiting for the patient would lead Joyce to get in contact with her so he can follow up on completing the assessment and getting the authorization from the 24 hours care. But until then, the patient remains with 70 hours per week. All right, so for you to be aware, it's the patient who needs to contact Jeremiah. And
So you're going to, I guess, because he's going to go up there and see her again, or something. I don't know. They said that he wasn't seeing her before. But yes, the church is, I mean, I'm talking about the church. Whew. The hospital she's at Methodist.
Okay. I mean, also you can like contact Jeremiah and ask him to make a visit or something to the patient so he can follow up. But until Jeremiah himself called us to confirm that the patient completed the assessment and he approved the authorization, we cannot follow up with the 24 hours care. However,
Yeah, no, that's fine. I understand that.
continues.
My issue never was with none of that.
All
You know what I'm
right.
saying? I already know all of that.
Gotcha.
He did say something about wanting a schedule from y'all. Did y'all talk about that?
I'm sorry, can you repeat again?
He did say something about wanting a schedule from y'all.
I saw a screenshot from you. But yes, and the schedule is 70 hours. We cannot change it to a 24-hour schedule until we receive the authorization. That's the main reason, basically. I already spoke with him. He is aware.
All
All right.
right. So yeah, she went in at Friday 2 p.m.
Two p.m. She was admitted at the hospital.
Yes. Yeah, she probably left from the house about 12, but she didn't get admitted till about 2.
Okay, it was in an ambulance. You took her there in a car.
Ambulance.
Ambulance. All right. What is the hospital name?
Methodist.
Sorry, can you repeat it, Matt?
Methodist.
Okay. Methodist. And do you know what is the reason why she was admitted?
The like hospital nurse came to see her, and her heart rate was low.
Was low, you said?
Yeah.
Okay, I got you. Right, so you were with her when she was admitted, or it was just taken by the ambulance to the hospital? She was yours.
Yeah, I followed the ambulance.
Okay, I got you. So, okay, thank you for that. All right, so you're gonna send me a timesheet from the 13th to the 16th with the rest of the hours that you've worked.
All right.
So, here in the schedule I have that you clock in. It was Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, 30 hours. So you can send me the remaining one. All right?
Okay. All right.
Gotcha. So, Sharif, probably Mayra will get in contact with you, all right?
All right.
She's my coordinator. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
All right.